Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1702. 11 ways to biohack a hotel room, stay healthy when you travel, and keep globetrotting from slowly killing you. Part 1 by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows narrating blogs. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so whenever that happens, I read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. Now, the topic of today's post really hits home with me, or rather, I should say, hits the hotel room with me. Whenever I travel, I return home sick. It seems to happen every time. So I really appreciate Ben Greenfield's advice, and I'm definitely using a lot of this advice the next time I travel. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 11 ways to biohack a hotel room, stay healthy when you travel, and keep globetrotting from slowly killing you. Part 1 by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. I just returned from Las Vegas, which isn't necessarily recognized as a mecca of health. Fortunately, I wasn't in Vegas to wander the strip drinking fructose-infused beverages from giant sippy drinks with curly straws. Nor was I there to jump into cocaine-fueled pool parties with glow sticks. Nor was I there to wake up in a trashed hotel suite with a tiger in my bedroom. I was instead rolling through barbed wire, mud, and electroshock therapy while racing a tough mudder. But even if you're in Vegas for a healthy activity like an obstacle race, the fact is, even if you exercise and eat right when you travel to places like Vegas, frequent travel to urban areas like this can leave you fighting brain fog, dealing with a compromised immune system, experiencing subpar sleep and digestive issues, and having to hassle with a host of other deleterious effects on your body and brain. And if you throw an obstacle race into the mix, as I'm prone to do, there may be a few barbed wire skin punctures thrown in for good measure. So at the risk of being a fear-mongerer, I'll admit that when it comes to globetrotting having the potential to slowly kill you, hotels are probably the biggest culprit. Airplanes would be a close second, and ironically, obstacle course racing a very distant third. From mold and fungus and hotel air ducts and vents, to subpar hotel water chock full of birth control pills and pharmaceuticals, to copious amounts of dirty electricity and Wi-Fi signals bouncing between hotel rooms and walls, I have had to personally pay very close attention to my hotel habits so that I maintain as optimal a level of body and brain performance as possible. In this article, I'm going to share with you my most potent hotel room health survival tips, all based on photos that I snapped early this morning before heading to the airport. Tip 1. Buy glass water bottles. When I've left the airport upon arriving at my final destination, I never drive or Uber directly to my hotel. Instead, I always make a quick 10-minute stop at a grocery store and buy at least 2 bottles of glass sparkling water for each day that I am staying, wherever I'm staying, along with my go-to staples: avocados, sardines, fresh tomatoes, a bag of dark green leafy vegetables, raw almonds or other nuts and seeds, and a few dark chocolate bars. No municipal water or funky hotel water for me. As for the hotel room coffee maker, you may want to throw in a few extra bottles of non-sparkling water, but always glass, never plastic. Tip 2. Bring a water filter. In case you hadn't noticed, glass bottled water in airports either isn't available or is prohibitively expensive. Occasionally, you may not be able to hunt down good bottled water anywhere. And trust me, you don't want to be sucking sewage-like water from the water fountain in airports or other random places you may find yourself traveling without access to potable water. Enter a portable water filter. I own 6, enough for me to travel with 1 to 2 bottles and to have enough for my family when I'm traveling with the kids and wife in tow. Simply add water and presto, you have pure, clean fluid that you suck out the straw at the top. Tip 3. Unplug everything behind the TV. Take a peek behind the TV in your hotel room. This is where you'll most often find the Wi-Fi router. If the router is in your hotel room, it is typically located behind the TV or behind the bed. This is where you'll also find other light-emitting items you can unplug, like a radio, satellite receiver, DVD player, and so on. This is important because researchers are discovering that even tiny, seemingly trite lights, like the little blue light that the TV emits from near the power button, can disrupt your melatonin production and negatively affect the quality of sleep you get. So I unplug everything behind the TV, which also keeps me from wasting hours or burning out my retinas watching time-sucking television programs. Tip 4. Unplug the alarm clock. Same as the TV, unplug the alarm clock. You don't want that tiny light the alarm clock emits disrupting your sleep. You can use the alarm on your phone, just be sure your phone is in airplane mode. And you'll create one less item to churn out bits of dirty electricity from the hotel wall electrical outlets near your head. Plus, if you're like me and tend to wake up at night to use the restroom, you aren't bugged by instantly seeing what time it is and deliberating whether it's worth getting back into bed or simply waking up to do some work. Tip 5. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled 11 Ways to Biohack a Hotel Room, Stay Healthy When You Travel, and Keep Globetrotting from Slowly Killing You by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So again, when I travel, I usually don't return from these travels in the healthiest of conditions. I'm usually sick with some sort of cold or flu, and I love Ben's first piece of advice, bringing your own water if possible. Now, I've stopped using plastic water bottles a long time ago. I only use glass bottles, or I try to whenever possible, and I love the idea of even before going to the hotel after you arrive, going to the store and buying some of your own water. Now, what Ben mentioned about the water supply and the things we might find in our water supply is unfortunately true. While municipal water is considered the safest, at least in the US, there are some potential issues with it. This is why I have a reverse osmosis system in my home. But one of the issues we're discovering is that we can find certain medications in our municipal water supply. And this may happen because people flush their medications down the toilet, which you're never supposed to do for this very reason. It could end up in our groundwater. But we also have to be a little bit careful when buying our water from the grocery store too. Bottled water isn't well regulated, and so there are potential problems with that. What I would suggest is doing your homework and looking up your favorite bottled water companies and make sure that they source their water from a relatively clean place. And you look at their filtration system. How did they filter their water before bottling it for you? And again, typically reverse osmosis is considered the gold standard, so they should say right on the packaging what type of filtration they use. All right, we'll hear part 2 of Ben's post tomorrow where I'll have more comments. So that'll do it for today, at least. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening every day. I'll be back here again to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.